But we've been going through a series called The Spirit of Christmas. The Spirit of Christmas, where we have seen the Holy Spirit at work in the Christmas story. And we still see him at work in our stories today. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Well, I do this almost every week. I'm going to release you guys. You can hallelujah and amen as much as you want. No one is going to hold you back. But we have a reason to be joyful this morning. Amen? A reason to be joyful. In fact, the title of this message is part four of The Spirit of Christmas, but the title of it is The Spirit of Rejoicing. The Spirit of Rejoicing. So we jump into the Song of Mary. Now, the story of Mary is special because she is a lady that God picked to be the mother of Jesus. And I know that we know that, but do we really know that this morning? We focus on that she was handpicked by God to be the mother of the Son of God. And it was evident that the Holy Spirit was at work in her life, in and through her life. And we have to be careful at the same time not to give her too much recognition to take away from Jesus, because he is the focus. He's the only one we pray to. He's the one that answers prayer. But we also have to recognize that God chose this woman for an incredible task. An incredible task. After the angel came to Mary and announced that she was highly favored and blessed, and we read that in verses 28 through 30 of that same chapter, but that Mary had been chosen by the Lord to carry a baby from the Lord. And his name would be Jesus, the Savior of the world. And Mary accepts this from the Lord, this gracious gift from the Lord, because she recognizes that whatever the Lord chooses for us, it is us being favored. Whatever the Lord chooses. And just the fact of him choosing us specifically, to be adopted sons and daughters with Jesus, his only son, is his blessing. It is his blessing. Are you blessed this morning? Amen. So we also recognize then that it is the favor of God that we get to be used by God. And we see that in Mary, that whatever the Lord sees is best. It's best for us. Do you know that the Lord is good? Do you know that everything that he does is good? So everything that he chooses for you is good. And Mary sees this. She is blessed and she is favored. I would say that she's even, in my opinion, more favored than us, because she gets to carry the very Son of God and call him her own. And this happened once in history and will never happen again. And we need to know that, because there are other religions out there that claim things that are not provable. And do you know this morning that nothing in the Bible is disproven? That should get us excited this morning. It's a spirit of rejoicing this morning. The Bible cannot be disproven. But at this news, Mary goes to her cousin Elizabeth's house, who was also pregnant at the same time with whom we would later know as John the Baptist, the announcer and forerunner of Jesus. He prepared the way for the Lord. And in a similar way, we get to spread the good news to the world. We get to do that. But at Mary's arrival to Elizabeth's house, watch this. She greets Elizabeth, and in this salutation, in this hello that she has, the baby inside Elizabeth leaps. The Holy Spirit had filled John while in the womb. He is filled with the Holy Spirit. Because get this, at the presence of Jesus, the Spirit in you should leap. The Spirit in you should leap. There is a response when we come into the presence of God, when we're in right relationship with the Lord, our spirit should leap because the spirit inside of us leaps. And then it says that Elizabeth, John's mother, is also filled with the Holy Spirit. And what does she do? She actually echoes what is said in verse 42 by the angels, and it says that she says this with a loud voice, how blessed Mary is. Because get this, the Holy Spirit will reaffirm through you to others what God is doing. What God is doing, how blessed we are to serve Him. How favored we are to know Him, the God of creation, let alone to be called His children. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are excited about the presence of God. And that's what we're celebrating today. Jesus, our salvation. Wow, that did... He's Jesus, our salvation. We should be excited about that a little bit. So John the Baptist leaped. Elizabeth spoke out with a loud voice, declaring what God had done. And Mary sang a song of praise. Let's read Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 56. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has regarded the lowly state of His maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and His name is holy. And His mercy is on those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength in His arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy as He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. You say amen.
Amen.
Amen. But we have a spirit of rejoicing in us. Do you have that in you this morning? If you are a Christian, then you should have a spirit of rejoicing inside of you. And whatever else happens this season, I know that sometimes Christmas is a hard season for some of us. It can be lonely. It can be fearful. It can just remind you of things in the past. But at the same time, in our grieving, there is always joy because of the Holy Spirit at work, because of what Jesus did. So we have a spirit of rejoicing for one reason, because of all that God has done. All that God has done. Verses 46 through 48 in our passage this morning. That He has chosen us. You are chosen this morning. He has forgiven us. You are forgiven this morning. And He has come to us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And He has regarded our lowly state, like Mary, our lowly state. I love that, because sometimes we feel like we are in a bottomless pit. You ever feel that way? Sometimes we feel like there is a rock of stress on our lives. Especially at Christmas sometimes. But God sees you in that pit when you have nowhere else to go, and He says, "I have chosen you." And He picks you up and puts you where you belong. He sees us where we are. And we are not alone. And we don't deserve it but he still chooses us. We must recognize just with that how blessed and how favored we are to know God, to walk with God, to serve God. We have a reason to rejoice. And even more than that, the Holy Spirit in us will lead us to rejoice. He is the Spirit of rejoicing in us. Number two is because he shows us who he is. He shows us who he is. Not just what he has done, but who he actually is, because he wants that type of relationship with us, with you. He wants you to know who he is. He will meet you where you need him to meet you. He will be your healer when you need healing. He will be your restorer when you are broken. He will be your peace when you are fearful or stressed. He is who he is. And he shows us that he is our salvation. In verses 49 through 52, he has the power to save us. He is mighty and does great things. He wants to do great things in your life, in my life, in the lives of those around us. And he wants to use us to do that. He is holy. There is no one like him. There is no one like him. He is perfect. And through the coming and through the blood of Jesus, he looks at you through Jesus as perfect. He is the greatest Instagram filter you will ever see. He covers up all those blemishes, all those things that you don't even know about yet. Because he is Jesus. And he was the only one that could come to trade his perfect life for our sinful lives. We have a reason to rejoice. Amen? He is merciful. We don't deserve what he has done, but out of his love, he came for us. And his mercy, get this, does not stop. It is from generation to generation for those who fear him. That means my children, your children, and our grandchildren, if the Lord tarries, will have the mercy of God. Are you thankful that it does not stop? For those that fear him, those that love him, follow him, know him, trust him, serve him, church, we do not have to fear because we know God. He is strong. He scatters the proud and accepts the humble. We don't have to rely on our own strength. Because if you're like me, you know you are not strong enough. Have you ever failed at anything? In Jesus, your sin is perfect. Through Jesus. I know I am not perfect. I know you're not perfect. But through Jesus, we are seen as perfect. Through his perfect love, his perfect strength, his perfect goodness, kindness, mercy, grace, truth, and perfect judgment. When we humble ourselves before God, he will lift us up to the places we're meant to be. He will lift us up to the people we're meant to be. Jesus was a king, but he was born in a manger, raised by poor people, often homeless in his ministry life, but in the eyes of God, he is the king. Because get this, eternal life is spiritual. The things that really matter are spiritual. So it doesn't matter what you see here on earth or what you have. Let us see the reason for rejoicing this morning. In the eyes of God, we are kings and priests. In the eyes of God, we are perfect in Jesus. In the eyes of God, we will be with Jesus one day. And then we see him as our source, number three, in verses 53 through 56. It says, he fills the hungry with good things. With good things. He helps his servants. He remembers mercy when he looks on us. Are you thankful for that? When he looks down upon you, he remembers mercy. He remembers mercy. And that's why he came. That's why he sent his Holy Spirit, the true spirit of Christmas, to orchestrate that story. And he sends him to orchestrate our story today. Jesus wants to be with us all the time. All the time. He desires that, to make his home in us. That's why it says we are now the temple of the Lord. We are the temple of God. We house the Spirit of God. He sent the Holy Spirit to do his work here on earth, to dwell in us. Let's make sure that we have prepared a place for him, a clean temple. A place where he is welcome to come and stay, to live and reign. A temple of God. And we are favored and blessed today, not just because Jesus came as a baby, but because he lived a sinless, perfect life and then exchanged that life for you and I. Today, let's welcome the Holy Spirit to live in us as we prepare a better place for God to dwell in us. He is Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. I'm going to invite the worship and the prayer teams to come forward. Like I said, I was going to keep this short. But at Christmas time, like we mentioned earlier, some people are hurting. Some people might be struggling. And wherever you are, God wants to meet with you because he is God with you. And if that's you today, first off, if you want to meet Jesus or rededicate your life to Jesus, and accept him as your Savior, not just as some God who's far away, but God in you. And that requires you turning your life over to him. And it is worth it. Then I'm going to invite you to come and know Jesus for the first time. But if that is you also, that maybe you already know the Lord, but you realize today that you need to clean some things out because you remember that you are a temple of the Lord. And you want the Holy Spirit to dwell and to use your life like never before, then I'm going to invite you to come and let him do that. And finally, if you have any other need, if you need healing today, we believe that the Lord heals today. If you need provision, well, then God is your provider. And if you need anything, he will meet you where you are at because he is God with us. And we invite you, can we stand across this place this morning if you're able to? And if you need to come down for any of these things, for any need whatsoever, then come down right now and we will pray with you. We will love on you. And if not, we're going to go back into just a little bit of worship before we leave. And remember that you are loved and that you belong here. you belong to Jesus. Will you respond to Jesus today? Let's worship.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you next time. And don't forget, you can support us by giving through the Church Center app or by going online at summitwc.com/give.